Your insane ambitions promised you respectability by middle age. This meant trouble report to the police, stay arbitrary, make no mistakes when it comes to a death sentence. If you've lost your temper, sass won't help any. That's the advice you received about as far away from useful as Denver. You were inevitable and always in progress. Like when you bought a snuff box at a tea party whilst thinking up a ghost story. No one expected you to live, so what? The smell of liquor ran up your walls, the bed looked grim and important. What did she want? There's all this snow and you're thinking about hallucinations of stress, having not thinking. We're all better off saying little. And look at the way you turn from that mundane destiny to a shifty-eyed scoundrel smelling of raw onions and spirits. This one bitch, tough cop, has a fine eye for corruption, so you're screwed, protest all you like. These are far off the rites of Pan where you sewed a boy into a goat skin, which you always thought of as scarf as sigh. Where news is always, always, always I. Comedy of errors or liberties taken Russians are half-finished sentences, and years later their verbatim and works in progress, devising black holes for their enemies to disappear in. This comic, the scariest hell, like Go-Go. Why have you come to the ear doctor? What blew up your eardrums? Why not leave, take a tram, see the hills far, far away? You have a picaresque charm that repulses me like a top dressing. At the feast you asked everyone to start mourning you. It was a vicarious moment where wits were traveling and adventures of rich crowds who. The bigger guys wore European shirts but were